Welcome back to the game. A former Wildcat football player is just tearing it up down at the Senior Bowl right now. An incredible stat that's going to be coming your way as part of the second hour. What K-State does now after the loss to Iowa State, the pressure that they have to deal with this weekend in Knoxville, will also have the return of the hot stove in the second hour as well, and Kellis Robinette will join us. There were three things. First of all, I just did not feel like ESPN's broadcast of K-State Iowa State last night was very well done, but there were three things that bothered me about it. Number one is after the first media timeout, they came back from commercial, and of course they have the scoreboard that's on there, and it's 5-5 at that point. Iowa State has 5 points, K-State has 5 points. It says K-State down at the bottom, but the logo that they used was not a Power Cat. It was not the old Willie logo. It was not the K-State baseball KS logo. It was the Abilene Christian University logo. They are purple. They are the Wildcats. I don't care. You have got to be better than that. Abilene Christian.
Really. Honest mistake. It's purple.
If you're,
it's about all I can think of.
If the guy in the production truck was thinking, okay, it's the team with purple Wildcats, there are three options. It could be K-State, it could be Abilene Christian, and it could be Northwestern.
I'll tell you this. The production team at K-State would have never made that mistake. I've worked with them very little, but when I have, man, good work they do in the truck.
I've seen the Jayhawk get used instead of the Power Cat at times when you're confusing K-State and Kansas. That happens at times. I think maybe the worst thing that I've seen, and worse than this, was when the SportsCenter had a graphic up of the new College Football Hall of Fame inductees, and it didn't say Bill Snyder, it said Bruce Snyder. That was maybe the worst that I've seen, but that was pretty bad. So that was number one. Number two was there was never a replay of Kamau Stokes' turnover with under a minute to go. I really wanted to see that again. I have since then, but at that time I wanted to see what the thought process was there, and that was an absolutely pivotal play in the game because K-State could have tied it right there or taken the lead. So I thought that was poorly done. And the worst out of everything is that the play-by-play broadcaster and the color analyst were not in Hilton Coliseum. They were not in Ames, Iowa. They were not in the Midwest. They were in Charlotte, North Carolina, calling the game remotely, which that in itself is not a new thing. ESPN started doing that last year, and they did that for 5 or 6 K-State games last year. Normally, the broadcasters are in Bristol. I have no idea why they were in Charlotte, but I still hate it because the broadcasters being there allows them to get a better sense of what the crowd is doing in the game. And I think the most important thing, the referees can go over and talk to them to explain certain calls or certain situations, like what we saw with Wesley Iwundu's flagrant foul against West Virginia. That was brought to the broadcasters and then explained on the air. Well, if they're not there, you can't do that. So that just drives me nuts whenever that happens for a K-State game.
What do you think their setup is like? They're just they're in a studio like what we're in, a couple of microphones in front of them, and they're just watching a TV?
I think that they do have more monitors, and they have like access to all the different camera angles that are there that ESPN has set up, so they could be watching anyone at any given time. I don't know that for a fact. I would hope so, because if they're only watching the actual TV broadcast and they're calling it, there's so much that you miss there. I mean, you're only capturing like 5% of what's happening in the entire arena and only like 30% of the actual court itself. So I know that they're doing it to cut costs and everything like that. It seems like there are other things that ESPN does that spends money that they could get rid of before they take the announcers out of the arena. That's all I'm saying. So I was a little bit frustrated with the broadcast last night. Just get me Fran Fraschilla on every game. That's what I want. Fran Fraschilla is my favorite college basketball analyst. He does an excellent job calling Big 12 games and K-State games. I just want him to basically travel with the Wildcats and call every single game. I do not know who's going to be calling the game for K-State and Tennessee this Saturday, by the way. That's going to wrap up the first hour. We'll kick off hour two by talking to Kellis Robinette when we come back on News Radio KMAN.
Shop local from Florida.